Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the marks of a true prophet was that he was called and commissioned by God alone. That was what God said to Moses almost 1,500 years before Christ came to this earth. The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren like unto me, that is, like unto Moses. Unto him shall you hearken. Deuteronomy 18:15. Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel did not decide on some occasion, I am going to be a prophet of the Lord. God had to call them into his service. The prophet Amos told Amaziah the priest, The Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Amos 7:5. Isaiah 6 provides a wonderful commentary on the call of the prophets. But, tragically, there were prophets in the days of Jeremiah who had not been called. If they had a call, it did not come from the Lord. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Jeremiah 23:21. If you think false prophets are purely a modern phenomenon, please listen to these words from Ezekiel. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets in Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets, that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. Ezekiel 13:2-3. Many of the Old Testament prophets warn against false prophets. So do writers of the New Testament. But modern men are too honest and too open to claim revelation from God when they have not received any, are they not? The truth of the matter is, virtually every television evangelist makes audacious claims to be in direct communication with God Almighty. They have visions, dreams, and other special revelations from God. But if you will examine their so-called revelations, you will find them to be fluff, nothing which really adds to our understanding of God or His will for mankind. They simply are spouting words which directly conflict with what God has revealed in the Bible. In these cases, these false prophets are muddying the waters for those who have an earnest desire to learn God's will and to obey it. Do not these men and women know how unscriptural and unreasonable their approach to Christianity is? When God speaks, we have a right. No, we have a responsibility to speak. Is that not what Paul meant when he wrote, We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I have believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Paul's quotation is from Psalm 116:10. But when God has not spoken, we have no right to speak. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Deuteronomy 29:29. When God speaks, we must speak. When God is silent, we have no right to speak. Several passages need to be considered on this topic before our lesson closes. God has given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:18. If His Word grants unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness, what is left for us to invent or to receive? Jude writes of the common salvation and exhorts all of God's children to earnestly contend for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude 3. We have all we need in the Bible, and we need all we have. Thank you for listening. And may God richly bless you.